Chapter 4. Morning came, spilling through the window sunlight, which was most unwelcome to Liam. He opened his eyes, groaned, and squeezed them closed again. The light still bothered him, so he rolled over, in the process catching a glimpse of Joseph still in the overstuffed chair in which he'd slept away the night. Joseph was awake now, looking at Liam with a brightness in his eyes that was almost as obnoxious as the light shining through the window. "Good morning, Liam. I was wondering when you'd wake up." Liam said nothing, not even a grunt. "It's getting a little late. Wake up. We need to talk." Liam made a low, barely audible grumbling noise somewhere deep in his throat. Joseph stood up and went to the bedside and looked down at Liam, who responded by pulling the covers over his head. "Come on, Liam. Hang it all. Wake up. I've got news."
"Go tell it to the newspaper. I'll read it later."
"You feeling all right?"
"Go away.
You did get thrown out of a window, after all."
"Damn it, Joseph."
"I'll go down to the cafe, get you a cup of coffee, and bring it up." Liam didn't want coffee, just sleep. But somewhere in his clouded mind, enough reason stirred to make him realize that Joseph fetching coffee meant Joseph out of the room for a few minutes.
"Go ahead," he mumbled.
"Black?" Taking that as an affirmative, Joseph left the room, closing the door too loudly, on purpose, making Liam cuss softly before quickly falling asleep again. It seemed only moments later when the door reopened, and Joseph returned with a tray laden with two china cups and a crockery pot full of steaming coffee. There were also biscuits and butter. The aromas usually would have wakened Liam's appetite, but he'd drunk so much the day before that food was repulsive. He rolled over again, suffered another assault of sunlight, and with a muttered oath gave up the fight and accepted the brutal inevitability of morning and waking up. He rolled onto his back, eyes closed and mouth open, and flung his arms to the side, palms toward the ceiling. "I can't believe you're the same man who would roll out of his bedding even before the cook sang out back during the..."